And I'm a naturopath, and I'm not qualified to stick that back in. And I tried him on a couple of homeopaths. We prayed for him first, trust me. We prayed until it just was obvious that it was time to do something else. So they actually brought him to a pediatric emergency thing and took care of that. And I did a little naturopathy that helped with the situation. But I didn't see the obvious that I knew could happen and should happen there. And it was just one of those things. Yesterday, I had an emergency call with a young mother, 26 years old, with a 16-month-old child who just, you could just hear her. She called, she wondered if she could get in, and this kid was screaming on the other end of the line, absolutely screaming. And she was talking about ear infection, and she really didn't want to give him antibiotics and blah, 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 blah. I said, bring him right over, because I knew I could get a homeopathic, and that would work, because I'm a naturopath. And he comes in, and the very first thing he's screaming, I said, can I just pray for him? So I prayed, and he might have settled down a little bit, but you know, you want to see the move of God. You want to see that instantaneous wow. And I didn't have the instantaneous wow that I knew it was God's will to have that. And so things went on, and ultimately I found a remedy that helped somewhat, and then Holy Spirit gave me the right one by just some real obvious stuff. And it was a grand slam. It was just awesome. It was a really good thing. The child within 20 seconds had laid his head on his mom's shoulder, 20 seconds of a dose, okay, and went to sleep within 3 minutes. So that was just really cool. So then I went out and played tennis. And there was a gentleman that I have been trying to get a hold of after a match for the past, like, month and a half. We used to play some tennis together, and last I heard, he was getting ready for a hip replacement. Now, he still gets out there with his wife and hits the ball around, but he just can't play competitively like he used to. And he's pushing 60, and he, I believe, had it scheduled. And I said, Bob, I got to talk to you afterwards. I kept saying,